Joshua 18. Then the whole congregation of the Israelites assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land lay subdued before them. There remained among the Israelites 7 tribes whose inheritance had not yet been apportioned. So Joshua said to the Israelites,
"How long will you be slack about going in and taking possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Provide 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them out, that they may begin to go throughout the land, writing a description of it with a view to their inheritances. Then come back to me. They shall divide it into 7 portions, Judah continuing in its territory on the south, and the house of Joseph in their territory on the north. You shall describe the land in 7 divisions, and bring the description here to me. And I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. The Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their heritage. And Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them."
So the men started on their way, and Joshua charged those who went to write the description of the land, saying,
"Go throughout the land, and write a description of it, and come back to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh."
So the men went and traversed the land, and set down in a book a description of it by towns in 7 divisions. Then they came back to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh, and Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua apportioned the land to the Israelites, to each a portion.
The lot of the tribe of Benjamin according to its families came up, and the territory allotted to it fell between the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Joseph. On the north side, their boundary began at the Jordan. Then the boundary goes up to the slope of Jericho on the north, then up through the hill country westward, and it ends at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. From there, the boundary passes along southward in the direction of Luz, to the slope of Luz, that is, Bethel. Then the boundary goes down to Atarath-Adar, on the mountain that lies south of lower Beth-Horon. Then the boundary goes in another direction, turning on the western side southward from the mountain that lies to the south, opposite Beth-Horon. And it ends at Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a town belonging to the tribe of Judah. This forms the western side. The southern side begins at the outskirts of Kiriath-Jearim. And the boundary goes from there to Ephron, to the spring of the waters of Nephtophah. Then the boundary goes down to the border of the mountain that overlooks the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of Rephaim. And then it goes down to the valley of Hinnom, south of the slope of the Jebusites, and downward to Enrogel. Then it bends in a northerly direction going on to Enshemesh, and from there goes to Golioth, which is opposite the ascent of Adonim. Then it goes down to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son, and passing on to the north of the slope of Beth Araba, it goes down to Araba. Then the boundary passes on to the north of the slope of Beth Hogla, and the boundary ends at the northern bay of the Dead Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. The Jordan forms its boundary on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin, according to its families, boundary by boundary, all around. Now the towns of the tribe of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek-Kezes, Beth Araba, Zamaraim, Bethel, Avim, Perah, Ophrah, Kephar Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 towns with their villages. Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephirah, Moza, Recham, Erpeel, Terala, Zela, Ha'ilef, Jebus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath-Jearim, 14 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin according to its families.